Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you ditch that digital dependency and reclaim your life. Now, let's be real, we all love those little notifications, right? That dopamine hit when our favorite social media app buzzes with a like or a comment, it's addictive, I get it. But today, we're tackling something crucial for conquering this phone addiction. Setting realistic goals and tracking your progress. Because let's face it, if you don't know where you're going, how can you expect to get there? Think of it like trying to climb a mountain without a map or compass. You might end up wandering around in circles, feeling lost and frustrated. Setting goals gives you that roadmap, that clear direction to keep you moving forward. But here's the catch, those goals need to be realistic. Ever set an ambitious goal only to feel overwhelmed and discouraged when it seemed impossible to reach? Yeah, we've all been there. So today, I'm giving you the tools to set achievable goals that actually work. First up, break down those big dreams into smaller, manageable steps. Instead of aiming for a complete phone detox, start with something like turning off notifications during specific hours or dedicating 30 minutes each day to screen-free activities. Baby steps, my friends. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is your journey to freedom from phone addiction. Next, think smart, that's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Let me break it down. Specific means clearly defining what you want to achieve. Instead of saying I want to spend less time on my phone, try I want to reduce my daily phone usage by 30 minutes. Measurable means finding a way to track your progress. Maybe it's using an app that monitors your screen time or simply jotting down your daily usage in a notebook. And here's the thing, achievable is key. Don't set yourself up for failure with goals that seem impossible from the get-go. Relevant means your goals should align with your overall values and priorities. If you value spending more time with loved ones, maybe a goal is to have phone-free dinners each night. Finally, time-bound gives you a deadline to work towards. Maybe you want to achieve your screen time reduction goal within the next 2 weeks. Now, tracking your progress is just as important as setting the goals themselves. It's like checking in on your journey, celebrating the wins, and identifying areas that need some tweaking. Visualize it. Think of a bar graph filling up with each day you stick to your plan. Or imagine yourself crossing milestones off a checklist. That visual representation can be super motivating. Think about when you last set a goal, big or small. Maybe it was learning a new skill, running a 5K, or even just trying a new recipe. How did you feel when you accomplished it? Remember that feeling of accomplishment? It's amazing, right? Well, setting realistic goals and tracking your progress does the same thing for conquering phone addiction. It gives you those little wins along the way, keeping you motivated and focused on your journey towards a healthier relationship with your phone. Let me give you an example. Imagine someone wants to break their habit of constantly scrolling through social media before bed. They decide the goal is to spend 30 minutes less on their phone each night for the next week. That's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant because it helps them sleep better and wake up more refreshed and time-bound. They can track their progress by using a screen time app or simply jotting down their daily usage in a notebook. By visualizing their progress, they might even find themselves excited to see the bar graph filling up each day. So, remember, conquering phone addiction isn't about harsh restrictions or deprivation, it's about creating positive change that feels sustainable and rewarding. Set those realistic goals, track your progress, celebrate your wins, and never stop believing in yourself. And hey, let me know how you're doing on your journey in the comments below. What are some goals you've set for yourself? Are there any challenges you're facing? Let's support each other, we're all in this together. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, your phone doesn't have to rule your life. Take back the reins and live a more fulfilling, connected existence.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.